Thank you. Okay, before I left, we were learning the dinim of Bris Mila. Last thing we were discussing about if a kid's yellow or if a kid's not well. So sometimes you have to wait a week. Like if a kid had fever, whatever, when sick. So then you not only, you know, you have to wait until he's healthy, you have to wait a week until after the child's healthy, and then you're able to do the bris. We also discussed that if a kid is born, what's called Bein Hashmoshes, between sundown and nightfall. So because we don't know which day it is, you can't do it early, so you're going to have to do it the next day. If a kid is born Friday night in twilight, so then you can't do it Friday because maybe the bris is supposed to be Shabbos. You can't do it Shabbos because maybe the bris is supposed to be Friday. Then it's not a bris on time. So then you'd have to do the bris on Sunday. Also, for instance, if a kid, we mentioned if a kid is born cesarean, then also the bris is not done on Shabbos. Now what happens, God forbid, if a child is born either stillborn or a child is passes away before the eighth day of the bris. So the din is that you don't need a moel to do this, but they give the child a bris and they give it a name. If a girl, God forbid, passes away, so then also give it a name. Okay, now, whether it needs to be buried is a whole question, how if it's 30 days, not 30 days, whatever, but the bottom line is, in circumstances where you're able, the child, or let's say a woman has a miscarriage in the 8th month, 9th month, whatever, and they have basically the kid born, I mean, full grown, except the hair and nails maybe. So the thing is, you just take, you don't need a mail, just take a stone or a knife and you cut off the bris area where you normally would do a bris. You give him a name. Now the reason why you give him, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that to remove the cherpa hilon, like in this week's parsha, in fact today's, yesterday's chumash, where the shechem, when they told him to circumcise and he said, no, we have to circumcise ourselves because cherpa hilonu, it's in the shame. We don't want the kid, especially when they get up to tchis hameisim, the baby's going to get up to tchis hameisim. So you don't want them to be ashamed or embarrassed from the fact they don't have a bris. So you do a bris, you give a name. The name is also basically primarily for tchis hameisim. Sometimes the parents are completely not involved. You know, if it's, let's say, stillborn or whatever, they don't have to be involved. They want to, they could, but sometimes Chavei Kedisha just takes the baby, gives it a bris, calls it a name. They call usually the names from before the flood, from before the Mabul, so it's brought down in Sfadim. And that's for Tchis HaMeisim. If it's a girl,
the parents of the name.
Yeah, if they, you know, like they say, no. So they give it a name, the girls, or the women also, the girl, God forbid, if it's a girl, she's also given a name. And that's the name that stays with them.
When there's a miscarriage, after how many months is the earliest that they can name the baby or something?
After a miscarriage?
Look, if there is a miscarriage.
You name it right away. What are you waiting for?
4th month or 3rd month?
No, it depends. Sometimes 4th month, it depends if there's actually a possibility to do a bris. No, it's only when it's like full term, full board. Yeah, right. So then you give it a name, you give it a bris if it's if you know if you have to. Okay, next. Okay. What? No. They just give it a name, but before they bury it, they give it a name. Yeah. They just give it a name. Also, they give a name. I know some people say you shouldn't give before Avraham Avinu. You should give before Avraham Avinu. Whatever. Some people they find that you do give a name. Whatever. There's different opinions and different customs. Not so much halacha as much as custom. Now, there's another interesting question. He brings it down here. That. Who has the rights to the first name? The woman has a baby, okay? First kid. Who has the rights to the baby, the mother or the father?
The father, of course.
That's what the father says.
What's going on?
And the mother says, No, but it's an interesting thing. Somebody asked the Rebbe the question, and there I see he brings it down over here also. There's a Ramban, it's a Daskin Balatesis. Later on in Chumash, in Parshas Vayeshev, it says that when Yehuda had lived with Tamar, so it says they had the kids, Erenoinon. Let me just get a Chumash over here. It says, they had the Yehuda and Tamar had a kid in Parsha the Yeshiv, yeah? They had a kid, Erenoinon. 1 second. And then it says, no, I mean, I'm not with, no, Shmei Shua, not Shua. So it says, Vatava Taylid Bain, listen to this, Vatava Taylid Bain, Vayikra Eshmei Ed.
He did.
He did. Vatara Eid Vatelet Ben, then she became pregnant the second time. Vatikra Eshmei Oinen. Okay, so it's interesting. So even though we know the Shvatim were basically called by the Emois, we called Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Leah called, and Rachel called. So the Das Gain Melatesis and the Ramban, and that Pasuk in Vayeshev, which is after Revi, they write that the meaning in those days were the first child, the father gave the name. Second child, the mother, then again, third, the father, you know, you alternate. But who has the first rights? So the Rebbe writes in a letter to somebody asked the question, the Rebbe writes, based on this, Ramban and Daskin Malatesis, in a place where there's no minig, in a place where there is no custom, that's the way it should be. The fact is, most places today, believe it or not, the custom is, unless it's obviously it's all mutual anyway, but the mother has the first name usually, because she's the one that went through the pregnancy and the labor and everything else. Now, obviously, if somebody has a family member just passed away, so then, you know, it works differently. But I'm saying the rights to the name, ideally, both parents have to agree. You don't want to have one parent calling your kid one name and another parent calling your kid another name, which, by the way, sadly happens. I know a bunch of cases like this that the parents got divorced before the baby was born. She was pregnant anyway. They were getting divorced, and they were divorced before the baby was born. And they're, you know, it wasn't an amicable divorce. So my father names the kid one name, the mother names the kid another name. It's all, and okay, so like that. Mama Shela Balagan. What? It's a pity on the baby more than anybody else. But Bechlau, 1 second. Bechlau, the whole union of name we mentioned many times, is brought down, is a prophecy given to the parents. The father and mother, when a baby is born, is actually given a nevuah. That's what it says. A nevuah to the parents, what to name the baby. And therefore, we know many times people ask the Rebbe what to name their baby, whether if they had a newborn. And the Rebbe said it's a prophecy given to parents. Nobody else is allowed to mix in. I'm not mixing in. Whatever you guys decide,
somehow,
that's the...
Somehow a lot of them, if it's a boy, it's a menachem, and if it's a girl, it's high mishkan.
That's what they all agree on. That's fine. If they don't agree, it's a different story. So then, when push comes to shove, no, because the name, we mentioned this in the past, the name of the child is not Stami, you pick your name of your dog, Tom, Dick, and Harry, whatever. It's actually the lifeline of the child, of the person, is what their name is. In other words, if somebody has a name Avram, that means the lifeline of the neshama to the body is the letters Aleph, Beis, Reish, Hei, Mem. If somebody has a name Yitzchak, the lifeline is Yud, Tzadik, Chaf, Ches, Kuf. And that's why it's actually a prophecy given to the parents that they see, without them even realizing it, what the lifeline of the baby is. And therefore, nobody else is allowed to mix in. Not the mother-in-law, not the father-in-law, not the cousins-in-law, not the grandmothers-in-law. Nobody, only the parents have a right to mix in what they name the baby. And this we find all the way at the beginning of Chumash.
Rabbi, what happens in a case where somebody's called, this is the name, for many, many years, and all of a sudden, after he got married and everything else, they find out that the Brit, it was a different name?
That happens about a few times a week.
But it's gone. chazaka is what makes a name, right?
It's not only chazaka. There's a word, there's an halacha called shem shenishtakach. Halachically, a name that was forgotten falls off.
Falls off.
Yes. This you have many times by people that are not so frum, right? They were given a name at the bris by the rabbi, whoever it was, gave him a name at the bris. They wrote a certificate. And then they grew up. They didn't even know that name. They never used that name. And then they became bar bas mitzvah. They were told to pick a name. They picked a different name. And then, you know, for the next 10 years, and now they're getting married. So what name? And then they find out the mother wakes up. Wait, no, before the wedding. The mother wakes up. Oh, we have the certificate of the bris. And they look at it. It's a different name.
What if after the ketubah? It's actually after the
ketubah. 1 second. So the din is, the same din would be in this case. The halach is shem shenishtakach, a name that was forgotten and not used, is off. That's it. It falls off.
Wouldn't you use an English name in that regard? Because John Smith doesn't go by Yankel.
Yeah, but Lepreel, what's his, if somebody asks him, what's your Hebrew name? It's Yaakov.
But not Yaakov, Yankel.
Yankel, Yankel.
I'm saying Ksuma today, but the Kosher Ksuma is to identify.
But basically, it goes, some people taka in the ksuba, in a get, you have to put it.
The English version of their.
Yeah, but you're right, it depends. If it's a nickname in Hebrew, you write the miskere, whatever his
so
name.
Why not the ksuba the same?
Because the ksuba is not as strict as a get, number one. And most people today, some people are starting to put, let's say a guy's name is Yaakov and he's called Joe. So they write, in the ksuba, they write Yaakov. The Miskere Joe. It's called Joe. But or Mechuna Joe, it depends if it's Lashon Kodesh or Lashon Laz. But usually it's not done like that. Ksuba is a ksuba, it's a financial document. It's not as strict as a get that Mamish. A ksuba is a financial document, that's all it is. It doesn't make or break the marriage. It's a financial document, the responsibility of the husband to the wife. A get actually makes or breaks if she married or not. And he never uses the bris name anymore.
The latest Jewish
you only what the name. You ask the guy today, what is your name? Is, or I know cases that by mistake the parent named the baby two names, and then afterwards they realized that a sister had the same name.
Oh,
it's the same family. They didn't realize the sister had the same name because let's say each one has two names, right? So let's say it's Sarah Rivka and there's another Chaya Sarah. But she's always known as Chaya, so you don't realize this one. Now you name her this one, Sarah Rivka. Or by mistake, a guy's naming after, by Ashkenazim, they do it, by Ashkenazim, we don't do it. They name, by mistake, they use the grandfather's name, you know, and they realize, oh, it's the grandfather's name. So what do? You drop the name, you don't ever use it, and finish.
What happens if the adopted name, it turns out to be the brother's name?
The name that they're using?
The name that they
so they would probably change them. What they would do, practically speaking, they would change the name.
What happens if you find out that you have the name in the breed and you never use it, then you find out that you can use it?
If you want to start adding a name, you can add a name.
Yeah.
Halacha says the name you add goes first. I don't know why by Sfarim they don't do that, by a lot of other people. That are, but in Shulchan Aruch it says clearly in Ebenezer that then when you add a name, the name you add goes first.
Sorry, I didn't get it. If somebody forgot the name and they had a different name, and then they find out what was the original name,
yeah,
the name that he adopted turned out to be the brother he's using.
I understand. I heard what you said. So then this guy would change his name now.
Who, the
new guy.